to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, May 28th, 2023, Feast of Pentecost, by Eric Williams.
Nice to see so much red. You are welcome to shake your pom-poms whenever you want during the service. Any mention of the Spirit, shake the pom-poms. Any song, shake the pom-poms. Whenever you feel like it, shake the pom-poms. It's a little un-Episcopalian, I know, but just go with it. I'm so glad to be back. We had a wonderful trip to California for my daughter's graduation. When we got back, we turned right around and then drove to Buffalo for a funeral yesterday. A funeral of a dear friend of ours named Al Price. Al was an amazing guy. He was grew up in Buffalo in the inner city, African-American family, was one of only 16 students at Princeton who were African-American in 1965, went on to become an architect, and worked for almost all of his career at the University of Buffalo in their School of Urban Development and Design and Architecture. And was also a very devoted Episcopalian. Al helped to start and integrate a church bishop, a former bishop back in the early 70s, said, Al, I want you and your family to join this parish and help renew it and integrate it. And he did. He went on to be very active in the National Episcopal Church. He was on the Executive Council, which is like the vestry for the National Episcopal Church, many terms at the General Convention. And at his funeral at the cathedral, where Susan had worked for many years and got to know Al very well, many of the tributes and the sermon talked about how Al, for all of his great distinctions and honors, was a very humble guy and was always interested in other people. And the words that were used for him was that Al showed up for people. He showed up for his family. His son talked about that. We sat next to a young African-American man who had been one of Al's students in later years, and he said, Al was not just a teacher, but he helped change my life. A couple of conversations that really put me on a good path. Al showed up for his church. He showed up for his friends. He showed up for Susan when she was installed as rector of St. Stephen's in Troy. Al drove over to make sure he was there to show up for Susan. And so we had to go. We had to show up for Al. And as I thought about all those tributes, and as I was thinking about our scriptures today, the theme that really struck me was how God shows up for us. God showed up, of course, in creating the world. Not content just to be God, God said, let me create a whole universe so that I can have a relationship with people and things, and so created the universe. Then God showed up by calling Israel to be a special people who would bear witness to God's love and entered into a covenant relationship with the people of Israel, and then renewed that through the prophets, calling Israel to be a light to the nations, not just to be special in and of themselves, but special to be a witness to the rest of the world, to the whole Gentile world. And then God showed up in the person especially of Jesus. God showed up among us, taking on our human life so that he might know the joys and sorrows of our human existence. And that didn't end with the crucifixion, but God showed up again on Easter, bringing Jesus back from the dead and promising through that powerful sign eternal life for all who call upon his name. And then Jesus showed up for his friends over and over. We've been hearing every Sunday for the last 7 weeks the stories of Jesus showing up in his resurrected form to remind his friends, the disciples, of God's fulfillment of that promise. And when he was about to leave them again to ascend into heaven, he said, don't worry, I will not leave you alone. And then on Pentecost, on that Jewish festival when people were gathered from all over the known world. God bless the readers who have that reading from Acts. Everybody, you know, it's like you win the lottery or lose the lottery when you get that reading with all the different nations. But the reason they're all listed there is because that was virtually every country and people known at that time. In other words, everybody from around the world, there were representatives from the entire world in Jerusalem. They were all believers in God, Jews or proselytes. Proselytes were Gentiles who had come to faith in God through the Old Testament. They were all gathered there, but they were divided, right? We know what it's like to be divided. Our whole world seems divided in every possible way. They were divided. They didn't speak the same language. They couldn't understand each other. They couldn't understand the people in Jerusalem. They were of different cultures and races. They were divided. But then God showed up, as he had promised in the words of Jesus to the disciples, "I will send you another advocate, a comforter, the Holy Spirit, who will be with you forever." And suddenly, miraculously, without the help of Duolingo, which I've been toiling away on, they could understand each other, right? That ancient curse from the Tower of Babel. You remember your Sunday school, right? In the book of Genesis, once upon a time, everybody spoke the same language, but then they got prideful and they tried to build a tower to heaven so that they could fire God and take over. And God cursed them with many languages, with separate cultures. It's the answer to that question. Why are we so divided? Well, let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, and that's the Tower of Babel. Well, Pentecost is this curse being eradicated. No longer will we be divided by race or culture or language or tribe. Now, God is showing up in a new and powerful way for everyone, so that everyone might drink of one Spirit, so that everyone might know one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. In this miracle of Pentecost, God shows up for the disciples. God shows up for all those people from all the different countries and languages and tribes, and God shows up for us. Because Pentecost was not a one-time thing. It wasn't a one-time miracle. God didn't just say, "Okay, you got the Spirit now, off you go." God said, "You guys are great." God said, "I'm going to renew that gift every single day. I'm going to show up for you. Every time two or three of you are gathered together at this table to receive the body and blood of Christ, I'm going to show up. Every time you call on my name, every time you pray, every time your life is falling apart, I am going to show up for you. I'm going to show up in your joys and your sorrows, your struggles and your grief. I will show up." I felt that yesterday at the funeral for my friend Al, and I feel it today and every day that I gather with you all in this place. I feel the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't you? Can't you sense it? Can't you feel it? That upwelling of God's presence. I hear it when we sing the Lord's Prayer that Gregory wrote, and basically everything that Gregory ever wrote, just to be honest. I see it in the creative gifts of Catherine and so many others who share their gifts. I see it when we show up for each other in pastoral care, in friendship, in the cards that are sent to those who are bereaved or going through illness. I see it when we show up for our community in SOS by feeding those who are hungry, by putting Christmas baskets together for Neighborhood House. I see it in the gifts of our Sunday school teachers and youth leaders who give of their time to help our young people to learn and grow in their faith. I feel that Spirit. I feel that God is showing up. And I know that our challenge, our joy, and our privilege is to do our best to continue to show up for God by coming to church and renewing our faith, and by showing up for each other, right? Striving to overcome the divisions that our world and culture are so desperate to keep us divided, right? They're so desperate to keep us afraid of each other, afraid and hating and suspicious. We need to show up and allow God to show up to heal those divisions, because that is God. We know from the Bible that is God's plan and dream and hope, is that that spirit that united those people in Jerusalem on the first Pentecost is working powerfully in our world today to bring us together, to know our common humanity as children of God, and to overcome fear and hatred with love and acceptance. And I pray that we'll also be able to continue to show up for our community by living lives that are self-offering and giving, where we strive to make a difference in the lives of others. Sitting next to that young man at the funeral yesterday and seeing his life, how it had been transformed by really a few brief interactions with my friend Al, I was reminded of the power that each of us has. We don't think we're that powerful, but you know what? We are filled with the Holy Spirit. We are filled with the power of the one who made the whole heavens and earth. We in and of ourselves might not be powerful, but God's power works in and through us in amazing ways that we can't always imagine or understand. That's the secret of Pentecost, that you and I, in our little humble selves, contain and manifest the awesome power and glory of God. May that Holy Spirit be with us. May that Holy Spirit be in us. And may that Holy Spirit work through us to the glory of God and the welfare of God's beloved world. Amen.